The Toynbee tiles are cryptic messages embedded in city streets around the country, but they seem to originate from Philadelphia. For over 20 years, an unknown person has been busily sinking into asphalt a riddle about resurrecting the dead on planet Jupiter. Rapper Raj Haldar, who goes by Lush Life, sees them all the time as he walks around Philadelphia.
I understand now clearly that it's something very distinct from street art. My sense of it is that it doesn't really have an artistic motivation. It seems to me to be all about communicating a singular idea.
I started walking with the bird, wishing we never die, never be lost. Lush Life created a 10.5-minute track broken into four movements. The first part has a walking rhythm. Lush Life laid down this beat by hand.
I turned the click off and just played it in such a way that it actually felt almost wrong. Before all of the engineers and stuff in the room heard the rest of what was going to happen, they were like, Roger, are you sure you want to do this like this? This sounds really weird. That's what I begged and I tried and they had me choked up. Murder every journalist. They won't hear a word of it. Tell them what I could see in the asphalt. They heard of it.
Lush Life created the track through Weather Vane, the nonprofit music production company based in Fishtown. 18 musicians, a string quartet, star producer RJD2 recorded all this in just 2 days.
There's an alternate universe where this is a complete and utter disaster.
That is Peter English. He's the deputy director of Weather Vane. He says Lush Life sees hip-hop as the modern-day musical melting pot.
It's totally fair game that there's, you know, it's part chamber music and part indie rock and part classic hip-hop. Like, the medium can handle that.
The Toynbee Suite is ambitious for a single artist, and it's also ambitious for hip-hop. Its vision stretches from the street, and I mean literally the stuff embedded in asphalt, to the reaches of the known universe and beyond into a bizarre mysticism promoted by an obscure philosopher, Alfred Toynbee, who wrote about religion and the afterlife.
That afterlife had not come to pass, but it would, thanks to technology. For some reason, that would happen with reconstituted molecules on Jupiter.
For more than 2 decades, the Toynbee Tyler has been entrenched in his singular focus. And Lush Life sees a connection between himself and the Tyler. Peter English of Weather Vane says Lush Life has a unique vision of what a hip-hop song can be.
He pursues his own vision for his work with incredible passion, with incredible dedication, and is incredibly skilled at it. When I think of who we want to help as an organization, who we want to support, he is the like platonic ideal. The bird's gonna be there, the bird's gonna be there,
the
bird's
gonna be there. The Toynbee Suite ends its rap early. When Lush Life lays down the microphone near the end of the fourth and final movement, he lets the clarinet take out the rest of the track.
That's how all rap songs end. 2 minutes of clarinet.
The Toynbee Suite is being made available for free as an online stream with a making-of documentary. Lush Life says he will include it on his upcoming album, which will be released sometime next year. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.